You're listening to SBS News.
There were attempts by local authorities to stop the demonstration for fear it could turn ugly, and those fears were soon realised. At least 5,000 people gathered outside the European Union buildings in Brussels. Police used tear gas and water cannon to move the crowds as clashes broke out. Flemish right-wing groups called for the protest after the government signed up to the United Nations Migration Pact, designed to better handle migrant flows and reduce illegal migration. The largest member party of Belgium's ruling coalition, the right-wing New Flemish Alliance, or NVA, last week left the government in protest against Prime Minister Charles Michel's decision to sign it. Far-right group founder Dres van Langenhove says the people should have been consulted.
We find the decision to sign the pact has been taken in an undemocratic way. There's no majority among the people and no majority in the government. So I think that in the future, the members of the Belgian government better listen to what the people really want.
Many of those protesting chanted Islam out and held signs reading First Our People, in the latest sign of growing anti-immigration sentiment across Europe. A counter-protest attracted about 1,000 people. The Young Socialists Movement president, Renzo Clevers, said the anti-immigration protesters did not speak for all Belgians.
The march organised against the Marrakesh Treaty said in the Facebook event that they speak on behalf of all Flemish people. And I myself am Flemish and Belgian, and I feel absolutely not concerned. There are a few thousand men who also don't feel concerned by that march and who call for solidarity, humanity and a humane-based asylum policy.
Nearly 30 countries, including Australia, refused to sign up to last week's pact. Gloria Kleisch, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.